And hello, friends, and welcome to the debut episode of Stewarding Family Wealth 2.0. We are broadcasting live from beautiful Cumming, Georgia, out of the Business Radio X studios here in Forsyth. And I am joined today by Sandy LaRue, co-advisor and team lead for Centurion Advisory Group. Again, this is a series focused on stewarding family wealth, and it is produced and also brought to you by Centurion Advisory Group. Before I bring Sandy into the conversation, I wanted to share with our listeners a little bit about the advisory group and the scope of their services, which we will dive into together. But first and foremost, Sandy is not only a good friend of mine, but she and her team are also my personal financial advisory team. So I speak from experience when I say that they are truly stewards and have their clients' best interest at heart. So again, Sandy, she has been with Centurion Advisory Group since early 2015. She serves as the co-advisor and team lead, and her primary responsibility is client relationships. And as we get to know Sandy, and if you have any personal experience with Sandy thus far, you know that she truly is dedicated to her clients and developing those intimate relationships. Before I go on, Sandy, just say hello to our listeners.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here.
Sandy holds her MBA in corporate finance. Ooh. And she is a financial planner with more than 20 years of experience. She has served as a controller and human resources administrator for multi-million dollar companies prior to working with Centurion Advisory Group. She has a strong desire to serve the broader community, and she serves as the executive assistant to the lead pastor at the Bridge Church. Sandy, where's that church located?
Well, it used to be over there in Duluth. They've recently moved, and I'm not sure if they've found their permanent location, but yeah, we're there for some time.
I go to 12 Stone right here in Beaufort, so it's a very nice, enthusiastic service.
Yes.
She has a passion for her community, and she's worked at the executive level in a variety of different roles, but her talents are definitely within the financial and faith-based organizations where she leads the charge, and that's what brought her to Centurion Advisory Group. She works alongside Randy Brunson, who is the CEO and founding shareholder of Centurion Advisory Group. And you might be familiar with Randy's series on Business Radio X, and that is Stewarding Family Wealth. You can find that on all major podcasting applications just by simply searching Stewarding Family Wealth. And now we're going to kind of get into what stewarding family wealth means. And I'm going to let Sandy just kind of unpack the core values of her organization and her team for us. So Sandy, my first question to you would be, what are some characteristics of being a good steward?
Like she said, I'm just going to back up just one step really quick, just to kind of give you what those four core values that we at Centurion value and what really kind of, that's kind of where we function out of, if you will, or work out of, is those four. And one, like Amanda was saying, is stewarding or stewardship. The other one is excellence. Another one is teamwork, which they all kind of hold hands, as well as pursuit of personal professional development. And so what are the aspects of what we believe to be good stewards? What one thing that we believe that's the most important concept in regards to stewardship, is the conducting and supervising or management of something, or the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. That is the definition, and that Merriam-Webster dictionary has put on there as their definition. What we believe to be the characteristics of good stewards is they're committed to selfless service, which is really important to us, that our goal ultimately is to do the best and take care of our clients and helping them meet those goals that they have, help them reach those goals, because they trust us completely and implicit with every aspect of their financial life, as well as practice inclusiveness. It doesn't matter how much money necessarily you're bringing to the table. It also doesn't matter if you looked, act, or sound like me. We want to help everybody and anybody reach those goals in their life, because the better you do, the better your family does, the better the world does. And this is what we feel called to do. Part of it is we're a faith-based company. And in that, we believe stewardship means so much more than just managing money. Then also another good steward would be embracing innovation and change. That kind of holds hands with the other one of our core values, which is us, the professional and business development. And personal development, always bettering ourselves, learning more about the different aspects in the business, in our personal life, so that we can speak to every area of your life as well as your financial life, every area that you trust us with. And then the last one is being a good team player and giving credit where credit's due. You know, it's not always about being the best. Sometimes somebody you work with is better at something, and so lean on them and give them credit for it. So those are all part of what we believe are the characteristics of being a good steward or stewardship.
Stewardship. And that's something that definitely sets you apart. I recognize that first and foremost, because our relationship began on a personal level before it became, mm-hmm. and that you guys were my advisor and that you started doing the podcast here with us. So I will say what drew me to you guys was that personal element and the fact that you guys are concerned about the entire scope of somebody's world, not just the finances as a whole, because you recognize they all right. feed into each other.
Yes.
So you mentioned in just the name there, stewarding family wealth. You're not just geared towards one specific target audience. You want to help set families up for generations to come.
Yes. Yes.
Share a little bit about how you guys ensure that.
Okay. So one of the thing I think a lot of people, the misnomer, if you will, is a wealth management company or a financial advisory company. Many times people think it's just really about managing the assets and, you know, those assets under management. And that is an important function in order to reach goals, but that isn't the ultimate thing we want to do, because just because, you know, having money is great, you know, it helps you, allows you to do a lot of things that you enjoy doing, but it's not the ultimate goal. You have goals where maybe you want to make sure that you set your children up to have full lives where the money does not detract from them living a full life and living the life that God has called them to. There's so much more to that. So people come to us and they want to make sure they have estate plans. And so we have attorneys that we work with, and we hold hands with those attorneys while we walk you through the process of setting those up and making sure that when this money that you've worked hard to build, or it could be generational money that's come down from your parents or grandparents, then those things will be handled well and set up in a way that each individual child of yours could manage. Because, you know, it's specific to each person. Not everybody's the same in the way they manage and act towards and act with money. So there's that part of it. We also work with CPAs and kind of helping you figure out what your tax exposure is and ways to minimize those taxes. And so we really do like working with the CPAs and having those kind of professional relationships and affiliations. So that kind of speaks to our teamwork. You know, part of the way we work with you is when you come in, we get to know you on a personal and financial level, like to help you establish those goals if you haven't thought about them. Because some people come to us and they're like, I don't really know. Like, I have this money, I don't know what to do, but I want to be able to be financially independent, meaning they don't want to have to work. They may always want to work in some capacity, but they don't want to have to work. And so we want to help them think through that. We want to help you think through that. What does that look like? Those are the things we enjoy doing. And there's so many other facets and item and areas of focus and expertise that we can bring to the table. We enjoy so much doing with people and just getting to know people. It's like we get to make new friends all the time.
And that's exactly how I felt when I came to your office.
Thank you.
So for our listeners out there who might be unfamiliar with how to begin the process, and it might have been something on their mind that they want to start learning about retirement planning, or for someone like myself, mid-30s, I don't mm-hmm. have anything, you know, set up for my nephew in the future. What does the process look like from the time that someone either finds you online or maybe calls your office or walks through the door to becoming a relationship partner with you?
Good question. What we typically do is we usually have a meeting, preferably in person. COVID has changed that a little bit. So we do Zoom. It seems to be better to do it in person. You know, it's just a little more intimate, but again, we'll do it either way. We usually come in and you getting to know us getting to know you. We want to hear about you and your family. What do you enjoy doing? Where do you work? What do you see yourself in the future? You know, kind of helping pull out maybe some of the goals and plans that you didn't even realize they were there. And we kind of help you think through that. That's usually the first place. And then once we get to know each other at the end of that meeting, meeting usually lasts maybe an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on obviously how much time you have and what you want to share. Before that meeting ends, we usually set another meeting up for about 2 weeks, depending on your time schedule. And then we really dive in deeper about what assets you have, specific goals. There's some plans, like you may have a child with special needs. And so we'll address and talk through those different kind of facets. Or you may have your children are getting married, or you have kids that are in private school, and how can you save for that? Or college. Yeah, absolutely. And those are all different things that touch so many people's lives. So that's usually what we'll start addressing in that second conversation. We'll ask you for some information. We usually have you fill out what we call as our client questionnaire. That goes in and gives us some very high level look at what you have, what you understand in terms of financial planning and also investment management. What do you see? How do you feel when the market, you know, when you see the stock market do what it's doing now, it's kind of the ups and downs. How do you feel about that? Those all come into play about how we design a plan for you. So that's usually through that second meeting, and then we'll set up, we'll gather that data, we'll look through that information, and we usually develop three different columns of information. One is questions to ask you as the client. The next one would be things that we need to do some additional research on. And then the final column is some of our thoughts and recommendations as we've been working through it. And sometimes those will be integrated, because sometimes it depends on how you answer the questions that we have. We'll do that. And then we may reach out with those questions if we have some, and then we'll do what we call a formal financial plan. It's usually, Randy describes it as a lab report, which sounds daunting, but we have found that our clients have appreciated it. It's very detailed. It gives you something to work off of. That's the foundation or the baseline of our work together. And so we use that and build from there. So, and then we typically get together once we agree to work together, then we set up where we at least get together once a year. That's part of the commitment. We call it our annual review. And then sometimes clients want to get together more. So we have found we usually try to do a touch, you know, check in about 6 months. And then that year annual review check in. Some people want to talk quarterly. It depends, especially our business clients. At least it begins with quarterly, just checking in, holding them responsible. They want that accountability partner, and that usually works really well for us, and they seem to like that. So, and then, you know, we just kind of evaluate where they're at. But so those are just kind of some of the processes of what we call the onboarding of a new client.
Very nice. That gives our listeners a great idea of what to expect. I will say one thing that I very much enjoy about working with your team is that it is a two-part team. I'm 50% yes. And you're 50%.
Yes.
So one thing I very much enjoy is that accountability aspect. While life gets away from us, and while you have my best interest in mind, and mm-hmm. I ultimately do too, you and I both know well that our calendars fill very quickly. So having your team hold me accountable to these goals that we have mutually set in order to reach, you know, the same ending is something that I very much enjoy. I know you guys have my back, and where I fall short, you kind of hold my feet to the fire. So share a little bit about that team culture within Centurion and how you guys are able to serve your client base with that team mentality.
I guess I'll start with kind of our internal team. You know, there's Randy and myself. We work as co-advisors, which is really, I don't know, there are some companies out there that function that way. I think we find ourselves to be a little different in that regard. We tend to go to every meeting together. And what's neat is that Randy's perspective and what he hears and sees may be different than what I see, hear, and experience. It's not that something different is being said, but just like everybody, you may hear and see something different. And what's neat is then we get together and we have a conversation and kind of, for lack of a better word, compare notes. And then they have a better, fuller picture of what we're looking at and how best to serve that client. So that's one thing. And then we have Stephanie, who is our operations manager. She's extremely organized, very task. She's incredible at what she does. And she's the one that kind of keeps us in the process. And Randy loves processes, so this works really well. So we definitely we're systematized internally so that we can serve you better and more efficiently, which, you know, that's kind of in the background, but we definitely want to look like we work seamlessly with you and not have those, I don't know what I'm looking for, but
separation.
Yes. Yes. So you experience just things so much better. And then we have Marquette, who's new with our team. She's been with us about 6 months, and she's proving to be a great asset to the company. She's going to be the one that you'll initially talk to. She'll have some of the emails, some, like, if there's a transfer of assets or any kind of movement of money or just any kind of paperwork, that typically goes through her. And she works closely with Stephanie, who is still kind of teaching and training her at this point in the process. But
and she's the smiling face that you'll see when you walk through the door of your office. Yes. She's the first person you see.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's just an incredible asset. So we're just really grateful for our team. But now in terms of teamwork, being part of our core value, but also it's how we work with you as a team. We do have some expectations of our clients. And that is, one is that you commit to that annual review, because for us to best serve you and to bring you along in your goals and for us to do life with you, because that's what we do, then you will be able to make those goals. And then we feel like we're successful together as a team. This isn't just about us being excellent. This is about you being excellent. And we're helping you master and make those things, make that progress. And that's the accountability. We want you to hold us accountable for serving you. And we want to be able to hold you accountable so that you can meet those goals.
Absolutely. I was reading on your website. Well, first and foremost, you have a multitude of resources that you offer. I'm going to call it a community, because being a part mm-hmm. of your Centurion community, I'm on your e-list. I receive all kinds of emails that they're not at all a solicitation. They're right. information packed. So you guys really pride yourselves on adding value to your clients with information and resources. You guys have a blog. I have received videos, promotional videos that you guys send mm-hmm. With tips and tricks, things like this podcast here that you guys take the initiative to do, to supply, the public with a wealth of knowledge. So I'd really say your team is kind of on the cutting edge of delivery of information. And one thing that I read on your website, Sandy, was taking charge of your finances today is the wise thing to do for your future tomorrow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Unpack that for our listeners, because I remember there was a time in my life not too long ago, maybe a decade ago, where I was living paycheck to paycheck, and literally I could not think 6 months ahead financially because I was living within a 90-day period of money.
Right.
So share with our listeners a little bit about the importance of taking charge of your finances today and that being an investment for your future.
Yeah. Well, what we have found, I think it's just timing individually. Not everybody is ready. Some people aren't really comfortable with doing a budget. It's just intimidating. I'm not going to do it. This is too hard. So what we found is setting a small goal, just starting somewhere. And so making that plan and taking one step at a time. And we've had clients that has happened where they're like, you know what, we're just not really comfortable with budgeting. We're like, okay, so let's look at the big picture. Let's get an idea of like an estimate of what you spend every month. Because people have an idea how they spend money, especially it's really good to have somebody hold you accountable to look at it and really just dig in. And so I think that is a big piece of what we're talking about. So once you start, it's interesting. Once people start down that road where they're like, nope, we're not going to do a budget. Nope. It ends up being, they're like, gosh, I'm so glad I did this. Wow. I've learned a lot about myself. And then we start setting goals from there. And then they find themselves just moving along that continuum, if you will, and just making the progress. And they're so excited. And they're just like, I never would have thought we'd be here, you know, because Randy's been in this space about 40 years. We have clients that, you know, he branded and started Centurion in about 2006. So we have clients from before that, obviously that came from his early experiences. But we have clients that every time we get with them, that they're like, wow, the progress has just been incredible, and they're living a life that they had hoped and then some. And that's our goal. So yeah, they're excited. They don't know, not everyone wants to start and do that. We have some people who come to us, they're already prepared. They've already do a budget. They just need us to help them with some other aspects, specific things of their life to kind of bring it all together.
It's funny you said about the budget, because I know you and Randy personally, and I know that Randy and he impedes this upon his clients and friends. Mm-hmm. Literally knows where every single dollar in his world goes to.
He does.
And I'm talking he rounded up at Panda Express for the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Uh-huh. He's accounting for that 32 cents. And that is amazing. He has pushed me to do the same. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how many dollars you can find if you responsibly account for your spending.
Yep.
And that's one thing that you guys do well is accountability. and responsibly assist your clients. So I know we kind of started out, Sandy, and I told you I'm a water bug brain, so I apologize. We started out with your core values at Centurion Advisory Group. One of them was stewardship. The other was excellence. Then we had teamwork, and then the pursuit of professional and personal advancement.
Professional development.
Development.
Mm-hmm. Learning.
Yeah, always learning. And that's another reason why you guys have invested in so many resources for your clients, i.e. this podcast, your blog, the videos, etc. Yeah. So it is obvious that you guys are invested in not only what you do for your clients, but also within the community. So I'd like to just really quickly speak about these core values. And then I know we have a part two that's going to be coming out after this. And maybe we can deep dive into each of those so that we can give our listeners a little bit more meat. So share just briefly, we already went into the stewardship, mm-hmm. but a little bit about excellence within your firm.
So for us with excellence, you know, I think everybody thinks of it a little bit differently. We're not talking about perfection. I think it's really more about striving or pursuing, because I only know one person and I don't know him personally, but his name is Jesus, and he's the only one that's perfect and that is excellent at everything. So it's really more the pursuit of that. And
that you guys deliver excellence to your clients.
Yes.
It's your standard of delivery. You deliver excellence.
That's what we do. We strive to do the best, to do better than what is the standard out there, what is the average. We want to always bring to the table the best of what we have and are, and which is why we also pursue continual growth in ourselves and in the business so that we're always constantly on the cutting edge of bringing something better for our clients as and if it presents itself. So really? For us, pardon me?
I'm going to insert, because I know you just went to a conference recently.
Yes.
So share just a little bit about that experience. And this is a testimony to show what you guys do internally to personally develop your team in order to continue to deliver excellence to your clients. So tell us a little bit about that conference.
The one I just went to back in February was, it's called Kingdom Advisors. It's just a group of advisors that are like-minded in their beliefs. And what's neat about it is they bring speakers to the table that are experts in specific areas of financial planning and advisory services. But then also you get to learn among your peers who have a like-minded approach to the business. And there were about 1,800 participants this year. And it was incredible because you really do learn a lot from one another, even as much as you do from when the speakers present. And you learn about the different, there's some opportunities for us to specialize even investments that are, some people are very mindful of, let's say they're vegetarians or vegans. And so we'll set things different. Matter of fact, I have two daughters that are, so that's why it's so one of the first things that came to my mind. But is there people that want to invest in specific type of funds that are specific? So we go to that degree with our clients. So we always want to be on the cutting edge and learning new things like that. And those are things like Kingdom Advisors brings to the table, not only, but it also is faith-based. And one of the other things that was so interesting there, because I think with what is going on in the world, there's after COVID, there's been a lot of mental health stuff going on. And so they were also talking and about how you can be there for your clients in those moments and conversing with people and given what is going on in the world. So I thought that was interesting that they're willing to grow you in those areas as well. So there was a lot of that there, and I actually enjoyed that a good bit. So it was an interesting conference.
That's very exciting. And I like the name of that, Kingdom Advisors.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm.
So that goes to show that your team is not only dedicated to excellence for your clients, but also to your own personal growth and development so that you can continue to carry on that expertise to the people that you serve. Again, Centurion Advisory Group has been serving the Metro Atlanta area for over 35 years. And if you're curious about anything Sandy and I have talked about during this conversation, I encourage you to visit centurionag.com. That's C-E-N-T-U-R-I-O-N, A as in alpha, G as in golf.com. Sandy, very quickly, we already talked about the personal pursuit and personal development as you are invested by continuing your education, excellence and teamwork. Before we kind of bring this part one to an end, what would you like to leave with our listeners?
You know, I think it goes back to stewardship, since that is just so important. It's one of the things I love so much about what we do. And it's interesting because our goal, one of the things that we want to bring with all of our clients is as they experience growth in their financial world, as well as their personal life and the freedoms they're allowed because of the financial independence that comes, hopefully, and our goal is working with us, is that they will give that money away, which seems counterintuitive given the business we're in, which is, you know, a lot of companies that are in the financial advisory area, especially investment management, is to grow assets because that's usually how companies get paid. But in our world, we want you to give it away. We want to make each one of us make an impact in the world for the future, for our children, for their children, and go and so on. So I think that's what I want to leave on that note, because I just think that's such an important part of what we do and what I believe in personally.
Absolutely. And as the series unfolds, we're going to have some exciting guests in studio that can kind of speak to those points that you guys are enthusiastic about. I know you and I shared a little bit of a conversation about a fellow that you might host who gives 50% of his earnings from his organization away to charitable causes. Mm-hmm. And I can feel like that goes along the same vein of what you guys encourage your clients and in your sphere of influence to do. I'd love nothing more than to be able to do that as I continue to grow and as my financial wealth also grows to be able to give as much away. Again, true to the name Stewarding Family Wealth. If you guys are out there listening on Apple iTunes, if you like to listen on Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite audio shows, please just download Stewarding Family Wealth, subscribe so that you don't miss a beat. Sandy and I are going to come back with a part two for you guys next week so we can unpack those core values. Sandy, in case anybody out there was curious about our conversation, how could they best reach you if they'd like to begin this financial advisory process?
You can reach out. You can either email me at slerux, LEROUX, at centurionag.com or info@centurionag.com. It'll come to me. Or you can call our office, 770-817-0525. And we're available and we'd love to talk anytime you want.
And you might get to speak to Marquette if you call.
Yes.
Hey, do connect with Randy as well on LinkedIn. That is Randy Brunson. Again, he is the CEO and founding shareholder. He and his team have been great help to me, and they're just wonderful to stay connected with, a wealth of knowledge and information. We look forward to bringing you some more valuable insight. I have been your temporary host, Amanda Pierce, and for Sandy LeGrue, the co-advisor at Centurion Advisory Group, this has been Stewarding Family Wealth 2.0 on Business Radio X.